people have powerful feelings about the traffic in Los Angeles, it says something that local officials warned motorists about a temporary road work closure on the 405 last year by calling it Carmageddon. Angelenos took the hint, and this weekend they're expected to steer clear of the latest 405 closure, named, of course, Carmageddon 2. That's how it is in L.A., a snarl of overstuffed freeways and commuters who keep their cool, except when they don't. KPCC's Stephen Cuevas has this profile of a punk rocker whose music expresses the insanity of L.A. traffic while extolling the virtues of public transit.
Couple of things you need to know about Eddie Solis. He lives in L.A., loves the band Kiss, and does not own a car.
Being someone who's from L.A., born and raised, and, you know, having a few cars in my past, I saw the city much differently through a different perspective through the eyes of a bus rider.
Want to just go all the way to the back?
Sure. Line 18, Wilshire Western Station.
Just steps from the front door of his home, across the street from a tortilla factory in L.A.'s Boyle Heights neighborhood, Solis catches a bus that connects him with the city's subway and the commuter train he catches to his day job at an indie record label in Hollywood.
It just opened me up to, like, little neighborhoods, galleries, clubs, bars, just everything. Just seeing what's out there, little pockets of the city.
Solis's journeys aboard L.A. buses and subway cars informs a lot of the material on The New Los Angeles Part 1, Through the Eyes of a Bus Rider, the latest release by the singer-guitarist band It's Casual. In Solis's vision of a new Los Angeles, people abandon their cars, climb aboard public transit, and rediscover their communities. One song extols the virtues of the L.A. County Metropolitan Transit Agency's Easy Pass and the urban underbelly it introduces to the rider.
And that's a nod and homage to, you know, the people who know what you can even go cheaper and really beat the system and really steer away from spending money on gas and oil profits and all that. Is all it takes for me to witness racial tension, for me to witness illegal aliens. It's not to paint a negative picture, it's just my perspective of what is seen.
Off the bus and back on the street, we make our way past a jazz saxophonist playing for pocket change and down a long escalator to catch a train.
So, where are we now?
We're at the Red Line station, the Pershing Square station in downtown L.A.
And what's our destination?
We're going to go downstairs another tier, and about 5 minutes, we're going to get on the Red Line going northbound.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
The Metro Red Line snakes from North Hollywood to downtown Los Angeles. It's the train that inspired It's Casual's signature tune and spawned a viral internet video. It was partly filmed late at night on a moving train as it hurtles from station to station. Solis thrashes away on his guitar and barks the lyrics, which celebrate the Red Line and call out the congested freeways that coil around Los Angeles.
Este es un tren de Metro Red Line a North Hollywood.
The thread that comes out of the record that ties everyone together is just like, be alive, don't be a victim of having a car.
MTA spokesman said he couldn't comment on Eddie Solis's furious pro-Metro message, but the Red Line video was a hit at the offices of Move LA.
Eddie's done a good job. Thank you, Eddie.
It's the public transportation advocacy group headed by former Santa Monica Mayor Denny Zane. He liked the juxtaposition of Solis blissfully riding L.A. public transit in one scene with scenes of the band raging against those notorious freeway jams.
Eddie is all frantic when he talks about highways. And so mellow when he's like grooving on a skateboard and on the bus and on the Red Line, there's a metaphor for the transformation, you know, from the, oh my God, I just got to get out of the traffic to, hey, this is cool. I can mellow out.
Or you can blast the tune like Too Many People as you claw your way across Los Angeles by car, bus, or skateboard. Too Many People could also be a motto for It's Casual. Over the years, the band whittled itself down to a power duo of Solis and a rotating cast of drummers. So you may think the burly, bearded punk rocker just can't get along with freeways, with people, or his native LA. Not true.
I love it. I love everything about it. I've traveled throughout the U.S. many times, and I could never look forward enough to coming back. The weather, the different cultures, the landscape. I was just like, you know what? Now I know why everyone moves to L.A.
Solis will bring the love and the volume during a Red Line mini tour next month. It's Casual will play a different venue within walking distance of several Red Line metro stops from Union Station to West Hollywood. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
That's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. Seal Muller is our technical producer. We had additional engineering from Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman. Thanks to Hank Hadley at KCBX. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Catherine Borgeson and Rachel Johnson. Tyke Hendricks is our elections editor with production help from Tina Lauerberg. We had editing support from Paul Rogers. Victoria Malione is our associate senior producer. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information at chevron.com.
The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the 210, the freeways are not so nice. The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the I-10. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The 605, the 101, the 101, the 101, the I-10, the 210, the 605, the 101, the 405, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The red light.
Welcome to another installation of the Los Angeles Nista Record Store Day series. And my in-studio guest, Matt Hutchinson. How are you, Matt?
What's up, Eddie? Thank you so much for having me, man.
Matt, you're representing the record outlet. Tell everyone where it's located.
It's in Thousand Oaks, California.
Big T.O.
Big T.O. That's right, man.
And you know what's amazing is that I'm actually sitting here. You brought me a gift.
Oh, totally.
And I'm going to brag to everyone out there. It's a book. It's, it looks like it weighs about 5 pounds.
Dude, it's 4 pounds. Massive, man.
It's Kiss Hotter Than Hell.
Oh, yeah.
The Stories Behind Every Song by Paul Elliott. I mean, I'm just like, I'm going to read tonight.
Hey, stoked,
exactly,
man.
So, Record Store Day.
Yeah.
Okay, your store is about 90% used, 10% new.
That's true.
Now, you do the over-the-counter buying for the used stuff.
Yes.
What I want to know is, these days, what's the ratio coming in over the counter when you do a buy, like CD versus vinyl? Is it about even, or do people bring in more CDs or vinyl these days?
You know, these days, I would say it is pretty even from what I can tell. We are surprisingly, like, we are selling, you know, a lot of CDs, and CDs are...
They're still selling, right?
They are still selling, yeah. I mean, that's really, you know, by in long range range, it's an outdated format. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be replaced by, you know, hard drives and everything. But no, people are still buying CDs. I mean, manufacturers are still making them. But yeah, I mean, predominantly we're a vinyl store. So, you know, we do buy a ton of vinyl, tons and tons and tons and tons of vinyl each week. But these days, it's pretty even, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting. Now, as far as the new product that you're buying, how many vendors do you deal with?
Right now our big guy is Cobra Side.
Right, and they're huge.
Oh, dude, I love those guys. They're great. Yeah, they're big.
Our boy Adam.
Dude, Adam Mays. Hey, Mays.
Yeah, so tell me about the, as far as your new buying goes. So you deal with the Cobra Side. Anyone else you deal with?
Super D in Sound of California. And man,
good old Bill in Sound of California.
Bill is a character, total character.
Well, as far as your, budget these days, I mean, I don't want to get into hard numbers. That's mm-hmm. business of the store. But I mean, do you save for something like Record Store Day? I mean, how many titles are there?
I'm holding the list in my hand, actually. I mean, you know what? And to be honest with you, and man, I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this as well. I really don't know off the top of my head, like, the biggest titles for Record Store Day, besides what I see you guys posting up with, you know, the new sleep set.
Right. But let me tell you something. I've asked some of my stores that I deal with directly, and we've talked about some of the... I wanted to know, what's the biggest Record Store Day release you think is going to be coming out? And a lot of people have said the Dave Matthews vinyl box set.
They think
that's going to be big.
You know what? I think it's going to be the Flaming Lips, to be honest with you, because after what happened last year, like, it's, you know, it's the Flaming Lips. I mean,
sure.
I heard the new album the other day, The Tear, and it's just a name, dude. That's going to be the biggest, in my opinion. That's what I think, just based upon last year's figures alone.
Right.
With Eddie Friends.
So how many official sanctioned record release titles or Record Store Day titles are there? Would you say?
Oh my God.
Can you ballpark it? I mean, I'm not talking unsanctioned. I'm talking sanctioned.
Wow. Jeez. I really can't give... I really don't know, because, you know, that's... The Record Store Day thing, there's a lot of politics into it. Like, from, like, what I've seen to it, like, from what I've seen and, like, you know, the people who are heavily involved, like, I know some of those people. And it's just, you know, I really don't have an answer for that. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, I'm holding the list in my hand right now. And I would have to say, off the top of my head, there's well over a couple hundred titles. The official ones, I mean, well, what is it? Warner Brothers Records is a huge champion of it. Like, they've got massive advertising all over it. Like, they're totally, 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 totally game players in that. Universal, you know, that's really, like, those are, like, the only two I can think off the top of my head. I mean, there's also, you know, from the smaller labels, you know, you got Sidewind Dummy. You also got you guys as well. I mean, this is your first Record Store Day, too. Stuff you guys are doing, too, right?
No, there was a few Southern Lord Record Store Day titles before, but nothing like this.
Yeah,
this is Sleep
hitters.
Pelican and Earth.
You guys got some really heavy hitters coming out. Those are the big names I can tell you, just off the top of my head.
now, as far as the working in a store, mm-hmm. I want to ask you, you know, your perspective as an employee of a record store. Excuse me. What does Record Store Day mean to the record outlet?
Harvest season. We finally can pay our bills. Well, I don't want to say it like that, but man, like, you
know. That's what a lot of people say.
Yeah,
I mean. It carries each store
really
for a
is.
Long time.
It really is. I mean, our sales definitely make up, you know, at least a good 2 to 3 months, like a quarter of, like, what we normally make amongst that, you know, time frame.
Sure.
It's very unusual, like, at least, you know, when I come in there to like see a line outside the door, it's awesome, but it's just like, whoa, this is really a big deal. I mean, I've worked two or three record store days, and when I first saw a line outside my store, I mean, it was just this, Jesus, are you serious? Like, this is a big, 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 big deal. But then again, I've heard like, you know, Amoeba Records opens up at 5 o'clock and there's a line going all the way down Cahuenga and everything.
Sure.
Like, why do you even want to deal with that, man? Like, come over here, you know, like we've got all the titles ourselves as well, but it's just,
yeah, each store has all the sanctioned titles.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, do you have to eyeball people or limit them?
Yeah.
Because you don't want them to just like buy a bunch and flip it on eBay?
You know, that's more of like a personal thing. I mean, for me, it bums me out. It's just like, dude, I mean, because I know the people who are involved in putting it out, it's just like, enjoy this. Like, seriously, like, you know, don't sell us for profit. I know you're going to, but at least take some time to, like, there's a lot of hard work, you know, a lot of work and effort went into it. And it does kind of bum me out a little bit. But then again, there's some titles just like, do whatever you want. Because who knows? I might be doing the same thing in a few years.
Sure. Now, as far as the actual feel on your orders, you guys order and you don't know what you're going to get till it shows up, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, we get shut out of Record Store Day a lot these days because a lot of the big orders come from the, you know, who are from the stores involved in Sims and Ames, and they get priority over us. We're actually.
Oh, so the coalition stores get priorities.
Total. Yeah. Big time. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So your film may not be as good because you're not a coalition store.
We usually get like our orders probably 2 or 3 days before the event actually happens.
So Thursday?
It's a scramble.
So Thursday or Wednesday?
Yes.
Or
it's just like, what do you want? God, what do we have left? You know, we'll take it.
Right. So personally, on Saturday, when people walk in on 4/20, April 20th, 2013, will you be working that day?
I actually won't. This will be my first Record Store Day off.
So people won't be able to see and meet Matt Hutchison.
Well, I will be in. I mean, I live right around the area. Of course, I'll come in and say what's up and, you know, greet the folks and everything. But yeah, I mean, I usually try to stay away. I mean, I've worked it, but like, I don't really want to go shopping on a record store day because it's insanity.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I'd rather wait until afterwards because I mean, there's some good titles out, but it's just like, I know they'll be available, you know, something else.
Right. All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much for coming in and giving us some fun facts about the record outlet in Thousand Oaks and Record Store Day. For people who want to know what's going to be available at Record Store Day, they could go to recordstoreday.com and search the record outlet.
We will not be on that. We will not be on that. Like, you just got to come and find us. We're on Facebook.
On
Yelp. Yeah. So we're not on that list. But hey, by all means, don't let that stop you from coming and checking us out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, man.
Bye.